client remains the company.
Hi, this is Nina Knight. I'm returning a missed call.
Yes, hi. How are you today? I'm calling. My name is Tiana Irwin. I work for you guys as well as I work for two other companies. This has happened once before when I had to call you guys and you guys had to add me back into the system. When my other company added me back onto the HS Exchange app, it took me out of the app for the other two companies I worked for, yours being one. I had to call just like I had to do before and have them put me back onto the app. I need you guys to put me back onto the app as well so that I can clock in for my shift today at 3 o'clock.
Do you know who is the person that you was in communication with?
I'm supposed that the person I was in communication with was Rodney, Rob, I don't know, but he did not know how to do it, so that's why I'm calling you.
And what is your client's name?
His name is Eric Irwin, E-R-I-C, Irwin, E-R-W-I-N.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Start with your email address. Can you provide to me your email, please?
Ms. Tiana?
Yolanda Irwin at yahoo.com.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much. How about your best contact phone number?
445-308-7586.
Thank you so much. And this Motorola Moto G Chavez.
Hello?
Yes.
Right?
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, go ahead. I'm trying to inactivate you from trying to put you back.
Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Can I hold you 1 second?
Sure.
Please?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why is it showing inactive? The caregiver mode profile doesn't match your system of caregivers. Let me just check our HHA account. All right, admin, mobile user management. Mobile ID showing inactive. So, 8466. Tiana. Why does it have that?
Yes, 1 second, ma'am. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
The other line for me for a moment.
Hello.
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
I'm here. So, quick question. On your application, your email that you selected was TianaIrwin619@gmail.com. But when I went into your HHA account, your HHA account is saying you logged in and signed up with an email of Tiana.Irwin644@gmail.com. So that could be the problem. So HHA doesn't know which email you picked, but it registered an email address as Tiana with a dot Irwin644@gmail.com. But your application, you put TianaIrwin619@gmail.com. So in order for you to get access, you need to put that same email that you used when you signed up for HHA because they only allow you to have one email account. Hello?